Psalm 31 and verse 9. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body. My life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. I am a reproach among all my enemies, and especially among my neighbors. I am repulsive to my acquaintances. Those who see me outside flee from me. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I hear the slander of many, fears on every side. While they take counsel against me, they scheme to take away my life. But as for me, I trust. Everyone say, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips, lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who what? Fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in the pavilion, from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. This is about divine trust. Everyone say divine trust. You know, we need to trust in his promises. You can't trust in his promises unless you trust him. There's a level where God wants us to be in the area of trusting him no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening. There are three levels of trust. We'll talk about those in a minute. Psalm 37, verse 1. Divine trust. I believe that's the highest level of trust. Now, in trust, when we trust, truly trust God, there is a trust that is the highest level of divine trust through relationship. See, the fruit of trust is relationship. There must be a strong relationship. In marriage, if people don't trust each other, then the relationship's poor. Amen? If you can't trust someone, then there's a poor relationship. It doesn't mean you don't love the person, but you can't trust them fulfill or complete or do what they're supposed to do. In other words, follow things through. People that can't see things through all the way, you can't trust. It doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean that they're evil. It just means that they can't follow through all the way themselves. Because you know what? We're not to trust ourselves. We're to trust God. So in that, we turn things around from trusting in ourselves and trust God. People that can't see things through can't trust God because they trust themselves. And then they find flaws in their trust. They find flaws in themselves. And then they can't trust. Trust is earned. Trust is what? Earned. It can also be lost. If we do enough stupid things, we lose God's trust, and we lose man's trust. If you're working for someone and you keep messing up the job, your boss can't trust you. Amen? If you drift and go on to other things, when the boss ain't told you, didn't tell you to do that, he can't trust you. He considers you a drifter. Amen? So trust is what? Earned. Earned. Oh, glory. Psalm 37, starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. Do not fret because of what? Evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his what? What's his faithfulness? His word is his faithfulness. We should be feeding on his word of promises, because that should be food to me and you. That is food. Amen? What does the word say? Those who have communion with him, amen, we drink of the blood and we eat of the what? His flesh, which is his what? His word. The word became flesh. Dwell in the land and feed on his word, his promises, his covenant. Trust them. Delight also yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. In other words, why? Because they won't be your desires, they'll be his. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I won't lack. Why? Because I trust he's going to make a way no matter what seems to be. Even when the door shuts in my face, there's going to be another way. I just got to wait for him and not be anxious to open another door and bring myself in bondage. Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to what? He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest and wait patiently for him. Why? Because a person can't rest and wait, doesn't trust him. Well, people say, I trust them, but then they're anxious for everything. But then anxiousness is not trust. Anxiousness is fear. That means a person's still trusting in themselves. There's still a part of that person where they're still trusting in themselves more than they're trusting in God. I don't care how long they've been a believer. There's people that still don't trust God fully. They've never reached a divine trust. They've been believers for 40 and 50 years. Hallelujah. Do not fret because of him who what? Prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers will be what? Cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the land. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall not be more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes his at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. The Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the metals, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Those who bless by him shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall what? Be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly what? Cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Praise be to God. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or your responsibility. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts, amen, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. These are three levels, aren't they? They also align with the three chambers of the tabernacle. Good is the outer court. Acceptable is a holy place. And perfect is the most holy place, which we call divine trust. Outer court is unstable. Holy place is consistent. Most holy place is unmovable. Solid, man, solid. Again, the fruit of trust is relationship. Trust is earned. You want me to say that again? The three levels, good, acceptable, perfect. Good is outer court. Acceptable is holy place. Perfect is most holy place. Outer court represents unstable. Holy place represents consistent. And most holy place represents unmovable or solid, which is what we call divine trust. Psalm 52, starting at verse 1. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also will see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is a man who did not make God his what? His strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Oh, yes. Divine trust. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You know, and it doesn't mean that you will make mistakes. We will make mistakes. It's what you do with them, whether earns the trust or loses the trust. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us acceptable in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth and in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of our purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Wow. Trusted in his word. Because they trusted in his word, they partook, they ate his word. Amen? Psalm 4, verse 1. People trust God until their bank accounts are emptied. Then they freak. God, why did you allow this to happen to me? It's a test. Why are you freaking? You're supposed to trust me, he says. Psalm 4, verse 1, let's speak it. Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness, for you have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than the season, than the grain and the wine increase. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safely. Ooh, safety. Praise God. Matthew chapter 6, 31. Doesn't the word tell us don't freak out when you fall into various trials, knowing it's the testing of your faith? Well, what's faith? It's trust also, isn't it? Amen. Matthew 6, 31. Therefore, don't freak out, saying, what shall we eat? Or what's for dinner? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Hello! But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry or freak out about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. That's why God delays things. Because people are freaking out and becoming anxious. Lord, why haven't you done this? You know I'm in pain. You know this. You know that. Because you really don't trust me. I'm waiting for you to truly trust me. And just don't tell me you trust me. I want to see the action of trusting me. Amen? Galatians 6, 6. When things aren't going great, that's the only thing you can say. It's a good day to die to yourself. Amen? Galatians 6, 6. Are we there? Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he shall also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow what? Weary. While doing good, while trusting. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or lose trust. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Don't grow weary. Maintain high level of trust, divine level. Amen. I'm going to close it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in a world through lust. So are you be able to access divine nature without trust? No. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. If you truly reach a level of divine trust, will you stumble? No, you may make mistakes, but you ain't going to stumble away. You're not going to roll off the cliff. Amen? And you won't be stuck in the valley forever. But so as an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Everybody okay? You got it? Divine trust? Highest level of trust? Amen? Third level? Most holy place? Good place to die. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We know we're going to get tested on this. Hallelujah. So prepare us to say yes no matter what's happening. And no grumbling or complaining or blaming. Amen. We trust you, Lord. We trust you. We want to trust you. We want to reach that third level of trust, that highest level that is pleasing to you. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.